Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report today, featuring Frontier Extension District 4-H agent Janae McNally. How are we?
We're good. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. I hear there's leadership opportunities.
You know, there are. Everything's been virtual this past year, but I am really excited to announce that some of these things that I'm going to talk about are in person. Some of them are still virtual and some of them are a hybrid of both. But the first one I want to talk about is 4-H Discovery Days. If you have a youth age 13 to 18, make sure to mark your calendars for June 1st through 4th. That's always where they get to go, usually to campus and experience, you know, what it's like to be a college student, take some classes, there's dance, movies, all the fun stuff. Well, this year it is going to be virtual, but they still are going to have the same great classes and some great experiences to experience virtually. And one great thing about virtual things is sometimes it's a little more cost effective and much more affordable for some families. And then the next one that I want to talk about is Rock Springs 4-H Center. If you have a youth ages 7 to 12, make sure to mark your calendars for June 6th through 9th. And this year we will be in person. Of course, things are going to look a little different and we're still coming out with COVID protocol and things like that, but it will be in person at half capacity right now. And in our camp group, it is going to be first come, first serve on the sign up. And we want the registration to hopefully be closed by April 30th. So make sure you get signed up early. And eventually, here in a few days, we're going to have that link available from Rock Springs so we can have that on our District 4-H website. But again, it's at half capacity, so we're only going to be able to take, at this point, 144 campers. So it's going to be great. We're still going to have canoeing, swimming, archery, all of those fun things that the kids love in person, but at half capacity. So make sure to also call the office if you have any questions about that. Another great opportunity I had and wanted to talk about is the K-State Animal Science Leadership Academy, which is June 15th through 18th. I've had a couple of 4-H'ers attend this, and they've gained a lot of experience and knowledge from this endeavor that they've been on. But this year's program will be a hybrid format, both virtual instruction followed by a closing, hopefully one-day in-person experience on the KSU campus. Students will participate in tours, workshops virtually. And, you know, again, if they can, they're hopefully going to connect on campus with other participants, faculty, and industry leaders. The goal for this program is to develop young leaders in the livestock industry and to prepare them for a successful future within that industry. So, again, registration is limited to 20 participants. So if you're interested or have any questions, feel free to call me in the Ottawa office. The last one that I want to talk about is Camp Friends, which is June 27th through 30th for youth ages 12 to 14. So maybe we've outgrown 4-H camp and aren't quite ready for Discovery Days yet. This will be in person at Rock Springs, and registration at this point is due by May 5th. So again, it'll fill up quickly. I'm guessing that's going to be at half capacity too. But again, a great transitional opportunity for those tweens at that in-between stage. And I also wanted to mention, you know, earlier when I was talking about going into 4-H camp, we will be the first camp group at Rock Springs since the last camp season 2 years ago. And so, again, everything is going to be fresh and new. And I know they've really worked hard on their off season, we'll call it, during the COVID time on revamping some of those sleeping units and housing. So it's going to be really nice and fresh for us at camp. And I'm really excited. So, again, any of questions, contact me at the Frontier Extension District office.
Alrighty, thank you for coming in. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine, Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.